Let's talk about the reason for this conversation in central banks right now, at least one of them. Crude, on track at least for now for its steepest monthly decline since 2020. Optimism building for a resumption of traffic through the Strait of Hormuz as energy producers are highlighting the risk of an extended closure. Chevron's been warning, quote, we will start to see physical shortages. The CEO, Mike Wirth, I'm very pleased to say, joins us in the studio. Mike, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, John.
Welcome back to the program, sir. I get this question a lot. You're the expert. Help me answer it. Why is crude at 100? At 90 and not close to the 200, given this strait's been shut for 3 months?
You know, it's a little hard to explain. We really are seeing markets tighten, inventories draw, demand for products around the world still very strong. I think there's this belief, and we're experiencing it again the last few days, that the end is near, the conflict is nearly resolved, and flow through the strait will resume very quickly, and that has kept the back end of the curve lower than it might otherwise have been. And I think the psychology of the market has been, this is closer to the end rather than the beginning.